And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the playwright and actor Sam Shepard, Fort Sheridan, Illinois, 1943, author of plays including Buried Child and True West. Got a job in New York City working for a detective agency guarding coal barges on the East River. Had a lot of time to read, so he read Eugene O'Neill and Samuel Beckett and started writing. Worked as a busboy at the Village Gate Jazz Club on Bleecker Street, and he was introduced to the off-Broadway theater scene, and that led to his career. Sam Shepard, who said, "I hate endings, just detest them. Beginnings are definitely the most exciting, middles are perplexing, and endings are a disaster. The temptation towards resolution, towards wrapping up the package, seems to me a terrible trap. Why not be more honest with the moment? The most authentic endings are the ones which are already revolving towards another beginning." That is genius. Today is Guy Fawkes Day, celebrating the day in 1605, when police in London foiled the so-called gunpowder plot by seizing Guy Fawkes before he could blow up the House of Parliament. He was a British soldier. He was a Roman Catholic, a convert, at a time when it was a crime to be a Catholic in Great Britain. Mass was held in secret. Priests had to go into hiding. Families that refused to attend Protestant services suffered terrible fines. Guy Fawkes and his associates got a cellar under the Parliament building and planted more than 20 barrels of gunpowder down there, hoping to blow up the king when he came to visit Parliament. But Guy Fawkes was caught red-handed, tortured, and then executed. For Catholics, the discovery of the gunpowder plot worsened their oppression in Great Britain. They could no longer practice law or serve as officers in the army or navy, nor vote in local or parliamentary elections. And it's the birthday of the journalist Ida Tarbell, born in Erie County, Pennsylvania, 1857, best known for her series of articles, The History of the Standard Oil Company. 1902, it came out in McClure's magazine and exposed the business practices of Standard Oil and led to the Supreme Court breaking Standard Oil's monopoly. Her style of writing became known as muckraking. It was simply investigative reporting. Ida Tarbell said, "There was born in me a hatred of privilege, privilege of any sort, so I was ready for a platform of social and economic justice if I should ever awake to my need of one." Here's a poem for today by Gail Brandeis entitled Bread and Butter for Michael. "I often wonder how people figured things out, simple things like bread and butter. How did the first person know to grind and knead and bake, to milk and skim and churn? How did someone realize they could soak olives in lye or let grape juice ferment inside casks of oak? How, when we first leaned against each other, did our tongues know to touch before our brains knew we were going to kiss it all?" Bread and Butter by Gail Brandeis from The Selfless Bliss of the Body, published by Finishing Line Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.